We have a zoning amendment that specifically addresses our short-term lodging. And just for a little bit of an overview and to give you some of the back information that we discussed last month, we do have a housing ordinance in place, ordinance 1741. So we do have an inspection procedure that we adopted through the housing code. So currently, there is a licensing and inspection for short-term lodging. And what we would like to do is add a line item for short-term lodging in the zoning ordinance so that it becomes an additional land use category. Offers us another opportunity for enforcement in the future. And the zoning ordinance would address the land use considerations for short-term lodging. And the housing ordinance will address housing considerations and code enforcement violations for short-term lodging. So they are two separate ordinances. They have two separate purposes. In the conversation that we had last month, there was some back and forth about owner occupancy. We added in your packet a copy of the ordinance with the revisions, the proposed revisions in red. We discussed those with our solicitor's office, and because Mr. Malozzi was initiating some of the comments and discussion, we did include him in some of that ordinance review too. But we tightened up the definition of our short-term lodging facility to include more specific information that would allow us an opportunity to clarify what's an owner-occupied unit and what isn't. That seemed to be really the crux of the concern last month. We have had issues with short-term lodging units that are not owner-occupied, and those that are owner-occupied have not raised nearly as many issues. So that revision was added. There was some discussion last month also about the length of stay, whether more than 30 days was a detriment or a concern. And what we came to a place to agree that if a renter is staying for more than 30 days, there's actually less transiency at the property. There's less issue. And at some point, someone that's renting for more than 30 days becomes a typical renter. We address those situations in other housing ordinances. So we decided to leave the 30-day threshold in place in this ordinance.
Consecutive.
Correct. There was also some discussion last month about limiting the number of nights, and we did not include anything like that. We felt that by tightening up the owner occupancy, we were really addressing the transiency in the way that was the most effective. There's a couple of things in here that really just are tweaked for clarification, but the main change really is in that definition to tighten up owner occupancy. Other than that, we thought we would bring this back, and your role here typically for any kind of a zoning amendment is to make a recommendation to City Council. So if you have any questions, we'd certainly be happy to answer those and address those, but otherwise, we're forwarding this to you for your recommendation at this time.